Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2 hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
In July 2003, a woman was walking her dog in the woods of Marionville, Long Island, when the dog pulled towards something off the path. What she found would take nearly two decades to fully explain. A torso. Decapitated, arm severed below the elbows, a tattoo on the body deliberately mutilated, cut away with a sharp instrument. And if whoever did this knew that the tattoo could identify her and wanted to make sure it didn't, well, they succeeded for some time. The victim was identified through DNA as Jessica Taylor. She was 20 years old, and her head and hands, the parts most useful for identification, were gone. They wouldn't surface for 8 more years, and when they finally did, they weren't in Marionville. They were 40 miles west along Ocean Parkway near Gilgo Beach, right alongside the remains of women who wouldn't disappear until years after Jessica was already gone. As if the person who killed her had come back to the same corridor, to the same stretch of bushy highway, to find something that started half a decade earlier. We're going through all of the victim's stories, the 7 that Rex Heuermann is being charged with, and supposedly, as of this recording, he hasn't quite done it yet, but supposedly going to be admitting guilt to, taking the lives of, and sharing their stories the best we can. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of their stories as we go through them one by one, each individual piece this week. And leave us your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube as we go through them. The links are in the description. Jessica Taylor was young. She was working as an S worker, splitting her time between Washington, D.C. and Midtown Manhattan near the Port Authority bus terminal. That part of Midtown in 2003 was still rough around the edges, the kind of area where S work happens in the open, where the women who did it were visible but not seen. Jessica was one of those women. She was 20. Petite, working in the same neighborhood where thousands of commuters passed through every day without noticing the ecosystem that existed in the margins. And she was working in the same neighborhood where Rex Heuermann ran his architecture practice. According to court documents cited by prosecutors, cell phone and work records indicate Heuermann was in Midtown Manhattan on the day Jessica disappeared. That doesn't prove anything by itself. A lot of people were in Midtown that day, but When you layer it on top of what prosecutors say they found later, the DNA, the planning documents, the forensic patterns, it stops looking like coincidence and starts looking like proximity. Jessica operated in the shadow of Penn Station and Port Authority. Huerman commuted into that same grid every day. According to the prosecution's theory, their worlds overlapped in the most dangerous way possible. Jessica was last seen between July 18th and 22nd of 2003. The exact date of her disappearance hasn't been pinpointed, which tells you something about the world she was operating in. When you're working the streets around Port Authority, the line between present and missing can blur for days before anyone notices. And by the time someone did notice, it was too late. On July 26th of 2003, her torso was found in a wooded area just off Hazley Manor Road in Maryville, near where the road crosses the Long Island Expressway. It was placed on top of a pile of scrap wood. Plastic sheeting was found underneath the body. The deliberate removal of her head and hands, the obliteration of her tattoo, the placement of the remains in a location that requires driving deep into the Suffolk County interior, all of it pointed to a killer who was thinking beyond the act of murder itself. This was someone managing the aftermath, controlling the evidence, making identification as difficult as possible. And it worked. For years, the case sat in that frustrating space, space where investigators had a victim, but no suspect, had remains but couldn't connect them to anyone with a motive. Jessica Taylor's murder was an open case that wasn't going anywhere. Then came December 2010. Search for Shannon Gilbert, an escort who'd vanished off Oak Beach months earlier, led investigators to the brush along Ocean Parkway near Gilgo Beach. They found the Gilgo Four first, Maureen Brainerd Barnes, Melissa Barthelemy, Megan Waterman, Amber Costello, and then in March 2011, during an expanded search of the same area, they found more partial remains, a skull, hands, and a forearm were recovered from the north side of Ocean Parkway. Good thing the kids at the beach didn't go exploring too far off of the water, I guess. Hey, look! Look what I found, Dad! DNA confirmed they belonged to Jessica Taylor. Her remains had been split across two dump sites more than 40 miles apart. One in Manorville, where her torso had been found in 03. One on Ocean Parkway, where the rest of her was found in 2011, right alongside the Gilgo Four. Right along the same stretch of road that had become a serial killer's corridor. Jessica Taylor's body had told the story twice. Once, in a clearing in the woods, and again in the brush along a barrier island highway. Both times, nobody connected the dots in time. The question investigators had to answer was whether this was a single event, her body transported to two locations at the time of the murder or a return trip. Did the killer come back to the same stretch of Ocean Parkway years later to deposit the parts of Jessica that he'd held on to or stored elsewhere? The implications of both scenarios are deeply unsettling. If it was simultaneous, the killer had two dump sites and a method for transporting remains across Long Island in 03. And if it was a return trip, he allegedly held on to parts of her body for years, and he felt comfortable enough, confident enough in his anonymity to go back to that same corridor multiple times. Prosecutors say they found their answer in the evidence recovered from Huerman's Massapequa Park home. In 2024, investigators conducted a second search of the house. They pulled wood paneling off the basement walls. They removed electronic devices, more than 350 over the course of the investigation. And on one of those devices, a laptop hard drive found in the basement, prosecutors say they discovered what they called a planning document. Suffolk County DA Ray Tierney described it at a press conference as a document Hiraman allegedly used to methodically blueprint and plan out his skills with excruciating detail. The document was written in all caps. It contained checklists organized into phases before, during, and after. Among the entries, according to court filings, instructions to get sleep before hunt, to avoid what the document called problems, and to maximize, quote, playtime. Prosecutors believe playtime is a reference to the S and mutilation acts allegedly perpetrated on victims. The post-event section reads like an operational manual. Burn gloves, dispose of pics, believed to refer to photographs taken of the victims, and have story set. He had to remind himself of these things, meaning an alibi for family or law enforcement if questions were asked. That document represents something that goes beyond what most people imagine when they think about serial killers. This isn't impulsive violence. This isn't someone who snaps in the moment. According to prosecutors, this is a man who sat down at a computer, created a document, and organized the act of killing another human being into a task list. Before, during, and after. Sleep, preparation, execution, cleanup. The kind of structure you'd see in a project management framework. Applied to this. And the forensic connection to Jessica Taylor was specific. Prosecutors revealed that a hair recovered from a surgical drape found underneath Jessica's body at the Manorville scene was tested using advanced DNA analysis and matched Hiraman's genetic profile. A surgical drape. It's not an item you stumble across accidentally. That's something you acquire, something you bring with you. It fits the prosecution's theory of a killer who came prepared, who had tools, materials, and a process. Prosecutors went further. They alleged the images accessed by Hiraman notably and largely coincide with how the remains of Jessica Taylor and Sandra Costello were found. The implication stated in court documents is that the violence depicted in Hiraman's alleged viewing habits mirrored the violence inflicted on real women. That the fantasies and the acts were allegedly aligned. That what he consumed digitally, according to the investigators, was reflected in what was done to Jessica's body. The forensic links between Jessica and Valerie Mack, the victim profiled in the previous episode of this series, added another layer. A forensic anthropologist analyzed the cut marks on both women's bones and concluded that a hand-powered saw with a similar blade and that width was used to dismember both victims. The garbage bags found at both Manorville dump sites were similar in color, construction, and size. Two women killed years apart, Valerie 2000, Jessica in 03, processed with the same tools and discarded in the same remote area. That's a pattern, and patterns don't develop randomly. According to prosecutors, this was a method that was allegedly being practiced, documented, and refined over the course of years. Jessica Taylor was the youngest of the women Rex Hiraman was charged with killing. She was 20 years old, barely out of her teenage years, working survival-level jobs in a part of Manhattan where nobody was watching out for her. She wasn't in a safe profession. She wasn't operating in a safe area. And according to prosecutors, the man she allegedly encountered that summer wasn't a random predator. He was an architect who commuted through the same neighborhood 5 days a week, who'd allegedly been killing for a decade by the time Jessica crossed his path, and who had, according to the prosecution's evidence, evolved his method to the point where he allegedly brought surgical drapes and hand-powered saws and checklists and alibis. The age gap alone is worth sitting with. In 03, Hiraman was 39. Jessica was 20. He was a licensed architect with a Manhattan office, a home on Long Island, a wife, a young daughter. She was a young woman working the streets near Port Authority, trying to survive in a city that chews through the vulnerable people without noticing. According to prosecutors, Searman targeted women who fit a specific profile, petite, involved in S work, operating outside the systems that would notice their absence quickly. Jessica fit that profile exactly. She was 5 feet tall. She was working alone. She didn't have the kind of institutional backup. A steady employer, a fixed address tied to regular check-ins, a network of people tracking her daily movements. That might have triggered an alarm when she disappeared, but Jessica didn't have the backup systems that might have protected her. She didn't have the kind of job where a missed shift triggers an investigation. She didn't have a network that could sound the alarm fast enough. And the man prosecutors say killed her allegedly knew that. The prosecution's theory is built on the idea that Hurman targeted women in exactly this position, women who operated outside the systems that would notice their absence, women who were visible enough to be found, but invisible enough to be forgotten. Jessica's body told the story twice. In 2003, in a clearing in Manorville, and again in 2011 along Ocean Parkway. Both times, her remains carried evidence. DNA on a surgical drape, tool marks on bone, matching garbage bags that nobody could decode until investigators zeroed in on a specific van in a specific house on a specific block of Massapequa Park. She was 20 years old. She worked in the same part of Manhattan where a man prosecutors described as a serial killer allegedly commuted to his architecture office. And for 8 years, parts of her body sat in two different locations on Long Island, waiting for the other half of the story to be told. The forensic evidence she carried, the DNA on the surgical drape, the tool marks on her bones, the matching garbage bag sat in evidence rooms and medical examiners' files for years before anyone had a name to test them against. The evidence was always there. The science just hadn't caught up. And the investigation hadn't zeroed in on the right person. Jessica Taylor's remains were speaking the entire time. The system just wasn't listening. Nobody should have to wait that long. Nobody should have to be found twice. But Jessica Taylor was. And each time the evidence she carried brought investigators one step closer to the man prosecution says was responsible. She deserved to be 20 in a world that was paying attention. She got the other kind. We'll continue to go through all of these victims throughout the week. If you'd like to continue to follow, press subscribe wherever you're getting podcasts right now. Let's do it. Grab your phone, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, and take us with you wherever you go. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you name it, we are there. And be sure to weigh in with your thoughts on Substack and YouTube. The links are in the description. We'll continue our conversation there. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At CAPS, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack, craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.